Open up. Open up to the Lord Jesus Christ, the indwelt Christ that's in you, in us, in me. And I want you to keep this posture of open heart and connect to him and connect to your spirit man as we hear tonight. Yes, Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, we thank you and we welcome you. We yield ourselves to you, surrender. And we want to receive from you your revelation to us whom you love and gave yourself to us. And we give you thanksgiving and praise ahead of time for your revelation, for opening the eyes of our heart and shine your light bright into our innermost being. And we thank you, praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated. I want just to give you backdrop of what is all about I'm going to share with you, because then you see why it happened. Okay. So this is exactly 1 month ago, December 27th. So I was reading Dr. Jen Clark's book called Releasing the Divine Healer Within. Well, I watched Sid Roth before I went to Thailand, and I heard them speak. And when I came back from Thailand, I was just kind of constrained to get hold of this book. So here I am. Reading Dr. Jen Clark's book, Releasing the Divine Spirit Within, something wonderful new happened. Then this is my prayer. Father, it has been such a mystery, this Christ dwell within me. I have discovered many years ago the physical core of my being. And the physical core of my being is in my belly. When I was learning, taking a class on ballet, they tell you how to balance is just to think about the core. Just focus on the core. And you know what happened? When I think about my core, I'm balanced. When I focus on my core, so from that time on, after 20-some years, whenever I put on my pants, you know, as you get older, you go like this. And if I don't think about it, I would just kind of like tip. But when I think about it, I am balanced. And so when I was hiking, and when I'm really exhausted and tired, I have no strength to go, I just focus on my core, and here my energy comes. I'm able to be like have a second wind. All right, this is how I figured. Well, if that is the core of my physical being, now this is what the Lord is teaching me, okay? If that is the core of my physical being, even though I don't quite understand what and how, but it is nevertheless. Same thing. With the innermost being, our inner man, where I call forth the inner man of someone and begin to bless them. When I bless their inner man, immediately quite a few people, countenance changed, hope come. And actually, two people, just because I blessed their spirit man, there's big, huge breakthrough and transformation. Okay, now the Lord is bringing me to another understanding. Now, when someone I'm ministering to, the demons became to manifest and just, I couldn't minister. And all I have to do is I call for the inner man. And immediately they come to us, to themselves, and we're able to continue the healing. So I said, Father, I don't want just to use my brain, my mind to understand this mystery. I want my spirit to receive and experience it. And that can only be done through faith. If I have seen demons, unclean spirit manifesting and coming out of a person, and you, God, said, Christ's spirit dwells in me. Why should it baffles me? Why is it so hard to understand? Jesus, forgive me for doubting this for so many years, struggling, trying to understand. Today, that day, December the 27th, I open and welcome you into my being, all of me, my core, my heart, all of my cells, my soul, my mind, my emotions, my spirit, da-da-da-da-da-da, all of my organs, all of me. I yield, I surrender, I open. Please take possession of all of me. Make me your home. Now, something I just feel different. What miracles, what awesome miracle this is. You, the majestic creator of the universe, would condescend yourself to come and dwell in me. Make your home in me. Never leave me. My companion, my Lord, all of my life. Because you saw that, how helpless and hopeless and totally incapable to even live and survive in this dark, sinful world, least to do your work, to expand your kingdom, to fulfill our calling and destiny. Holy Spirit, I ask you to continue to release your spirit of revelation, wisdom, so that I will know Father, Jesus, and you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. I receive this anointing of your revelation. Thank you for this new discovery and new spiritual journey I am starting. That day, I start this spiritual journey. January the 1st, New Year Day. I can't imagine I am writing January the 1st, 2016. It is the first day, first morning of New Year 2016. I said, Happy New Year, Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit. May this year be the best yet you'll have on earth, on our nation, on our White House, on our Congress, da-da-da-da-da. I went on and on. In your church, so forth. Okay. May you, Lord, have the best year yet in my life. Our children, our grandchildren in the healing ministries, deliverance ministry, da 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 da. May the greatest harvest, reformation, revival come down. Yay! The best yet, the most glorious year yet. Happy New Year, oh God. And may I add, the best, happiest year yet in our marriage and our relationship with our family and fun and memorial, da-da-da-da. So as I have it, I just wait on the Lord. What did he speak to me? Here he goes. He said, Happy New Year, my precious, beautiful child. Yes, you're right. It's going to be a very happy, joyous, exciting, glorious, and adventurous year for both of us, all of us. My servant's angels will be very happily busy. I have so much I want to do through you and Steve. Yes, and your family. I also have so much to show you, to reveal to you. Now, in the middle, he began to talk some other things, but this I want to emphasize. So he said, every day, every moment, live a yielded, surrendered life. Say my name, Jesus, Yeshua, often, so that you will be conscious of my presence. You will learn more and more, experience the indwell Christ, your hope of glory. Now, Pastor Steve, on January the 6th, in his secret place, he encourages us to act out Jeremiah 33:3. What is that? It is, call to me, I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things you have not known before. So, Father, I'm calling to you now. What's on your heart that you want to show me the mighty things I have not known before? Phew! But this is really surprising. So the Lord answered me. He said, this is regarding the ministry I've called you to. I will be teaching you and show you great things you have not known before. I will be greatly glorified, manifest my nature in all the works you will be doing. As long as you depend on me, call to me, trust me to lead and guide you. Isaiah 61, Luke 4 is the heart of the Father. He sent me on earth to do them. So will you do them with the power I will manifest in you and through you. Why I'm saying this? Because it's totally revolutionized the ministry. The Christ in us, the hope of glory, the indwell Christ. So I am going to maybe put up the 4 points. Can we do that? You know, the slide is not very good in, you know, reading your notes. So is the points up there? Yes, okay. Pastor Steve preached such an awesome sermon on Sunday. And did you remember he said the important part is touch. The woman with the issue of blood touched the garment of Jesus. It's a point of contact. So what the Lord taught me is how to get into my spirit, get the contact, touch the indwell Christ within me. So what it does, simply as I told you at the beginning, because we're always in our mind, in our head, so the thing is to just see yourself. There's a bucket and coming down from your head into down, deep where the belly is. Drop down. Then what you is you yield and surrender and open up your heart. I so appreciate Diana this afternoon. You led us in that song says, open your heart, open your heart. Remember that? Yeah, okay. After open, you receive. And then you release. Okay, so I'm going to ask Lord, teach me these simple things, why it is so powerful. And I'm going to, the Lord is teaching me through the scriptures, and as I read these scriptures searching, it truly is so powerful. And yet, I and many of us have been so blinded, or we don't know how to access the Christ, the hope, glory inside of us. First important thing is to locate the connecting point, the entry point into the spirit. And that's what I was saying. Now, I'm going to teach on the belly, the indwell Christ, the yielding, the opening of the heart, the receive, the forgiveness, and the release. First thing, the belly. Okay, let's have John 7:38. Can we do that? Okay, belly, before the scripture comes, okay. Belly, the word in Greek, let me see, where's my notes? Okay, probably it's here. The belly, the word in Greek is koilia. The belly, okay? That's where what? Our gut. That also means the abdomen, also means the heart, the womb. Now listen to this, matrix, okay? Matrix. The Vine's Expository Dictionary says the koilia, the belly, is the innermost part of man. Innermost part of man, that's our inner man, our spirit man, the soul and the heart. Now, what does mean by matrix? Okay, this is so amazing. Matrix means something out of which, okay? If that's the heart, if that's the inner man, out of this place, something else originates, develops, and formed. Okay, I don't know whether you got that or not, but matrix, many of you saw the movie Matrix, and I haven't seen that, but I think I saw that, but I didn't understand. But later on, I thought, wow, Matrix, that's everything. If you get that, I mean, everything can happen, right? Now, in 1999, there was a scientist. He wrote a book called Second Brain. He discovered there's another nervous system in the gut. I didn't know that. Did you know that? Yeah. And actually, there's a nervous system called enteric nervous system that's in the gut. Actually, there's more nervous system in the gut than in the brain, than the heart, okay? And so since 1999, he really stirred up the whole scientific field because just made them say, what? You mean the gut is the second brain? And actually he said there is a connection, the nervous pathway, passageway between the gut and the brain. And actually the gut, the brain and the gut is the brain of the gut gives order and send the emotional messages to the brain. How to think, how to feel. That's amazing, isn't it? Now, isn't the Lord knows about that? He said, you know, out of your belly. Now, let's read that scripture, okay? Can you give that scripture there? Let me see. I can't see that. Okay. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart. Actually, the original King James Version is the belly, is not heart, okay? But, see, the scriptures, both in New and Old Testament, they kind of like the heart, you know, and the belly, the innermost being, they all mixed up. Actually, the heart is where the belly is the gut is, okay? So out of his belly shall flow what? Rivers of living water. So where is the living water? Not in the head, in the belly, in your spirit man, and this is the place. Now, when you put your hand here and allow the bucket of your focus from your head to the spirit, now how many of you, let me see your hands, sense something happened at the very beginning of the service? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Later on, I'm going to lead you into this exercise and the ministry, okay? So you will experience that. So since that time on, I've been just was thinking, wow, Lord, this is such an awesome thing. This, okay, I'm ahead of myself. Let me go on, okay? All right, so let me see. Oh, by the way, do you know that, you heard about serotonin, right, the hormone? Serotonin is the happy hormone, okay? Do you know where that is? Exactly, 80 to 95% of this hormone, happy hormone, serotonin, is your gut. Yeah. And that's why when you experience the presence of God, exactly, because it's going to be what? All these little doors opened up of your cells, and then just receive the message, right? That vibration, we call that love molecule. I'm going to teach on love molecule. It's biological reality. It's not just something, you know, so mysterious in the air. No, it's not just spiritual. Have essence, have biological reality essence. Anyways, all right. So this is where your spirit man is. That's where your living water is. That's where the indwell Christ. Christ is a spirit. He dwells in our spirit. Here, okay. Now, when we first received the Lord Jesus, where did you receive him? You invite him into my heart. But you know, I was thinking, wow, Lord, no wonder how many years I'm all just always thinking, Lord, where is this indwell Christ? You know, I know if I get hold of that, it will be such a miracle, such power, such resource of everything. But how do I get it all my life? How many of you struggle all your life trying to figure it out? Try to figure out how to stay abiding in Christ. Because we what? We're always looking for the external. Like he is, okay, can I touch Jesus today? You know, can I sense his presence around me? Oh, I would like to go to heaven so I can be with you and experience you. But the Lord says the kingdom's within you. I am in you, right? So let's look at the scripture, okay? Colossians 1, 27 and 26 and 27. Can we have those scriptures? Colossians 1, 26 and 27. Colossians. Thank you. Okay. Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Let's have verse 27. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory, riches of the glory of this mystery. What is it? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Where is Christ? In me. Now, it's a mystery for many, many ages. Until now, he revealed to us. But we're looking externally. Philippians 2:13. Can we have Philippians 2:13? It says, it is God who works what? In you. It is he that works in me, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. It's he in me to will and to do. All right, let's look at Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. And this verse I was meditating, I am just so filled with anointing of the Lord. And I just start to weep. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Still me. One of a kind, the Father God has created. Still Shirley Kwan. Still Steve Kwan. Unique. Yet, not I. But Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, means in my body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. What is faith? Is rely on, cling to, trust in. The word of the Son of God can be also the word is in the Greek, means in, means by way of, means through the Son of God. The next verse just filled me so much of love. Who's the one that inside of me, this indwell Christ, is not, it is not the one we think, the Lord that is, because you see, when we think about the lordship of Christ, we have this notion of he's Lord over you. He's a master over you. Give your life to Christ. Surrender. And I remember the first time I heard this pastor's wife was telling me, and her face was all just serious and have this say, you know, you have we all have received the Lord, but we have not received him as the Lord. He should be master over all of areas of life. He should rule over us, control us. You know, that kind of notion, you think, okay, if I give area of my life to the Lord, he's going to be what? Make me miserable. But then when the Lord showing me the lordship of Christ, letting him in you, you know what he does when he's inside of you? He is the one who loves us. He's the one want to help us, to live through us, to transform us, to love us, to nurture us, to comfort us, to lead us, to train us, to teach us, to guide us, to nurture us, to comfort us. He wants the best. Now, I'm talking about the yielding, the surrendering now, the lordship, so I must kind of skip ahead. And so, when the Christ in me, how can I let him to live? Okay, once I get in touch with this indwell Christ, and I need to surrender, right? Yield and surrender. What does surrender, yield means? And the Lord showed me a very practical picture. First one is that when I'm on the computer, I'm always in trouble. I don't know where and what. I would say, Bun, come over. Can you help me? So I made a mess, right? So I call him, and he always say, let me take the chair. Let me take the seat so I can fix it. And so this is our life. This is the Lordship. If I want to fix this problem in my life, I have to move over. I have to give up my seat and let him take the seat, and so he can fix it. Otherwise, it's just still just going on with all the things all messed up. Another one is surrendering, yielding, is the Lord teach me this very vivid picture. He showed me yielding, surrendering means like a camel. You know, camel, when the camel need to unload, you know, is the word surrender. Is what? The first two legs kneel down, that's humbling, surrendering, and just roll over. And just let go all these baggages, roll it off to the Lord. That's surrender. And you know, also a driver's seat, too. I drive my car, I always wreck, right? You wreck, you go to accidents. You get all the wrong way, wrong direction. And so what happens is what? Ask the Lord to take the driver's seat of your life. You let go. The Lordship Christ is the most wonderful thing. It's the most freeing thing. Because all the things you surrender, you give it to him. Why? So that the Christ in me can do, can will, can do all the things. We say, in Christ, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. That's what he meant. So here's the Lordship of Christ. That's yielding. All right. Now, I want to look at 2 Corinthians 3:17. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now, starting with, so let's just talk 17 first, okay. Okay, now, this translation says, now the Lord is that Spirit, okay? And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The middle sentence, and where the Spirit is Lord. The word of the is not there in the original Greek. So now the Lord is that Spirit. The Lord is that Spirit indwells, okay? And where the Spirit is Lord, he is the one lordship over us. There is liberty. Now, this is what in the ministry has totally revolutionized. I'm going to have someone to give a testimony. I'm going to share why. Okay. So, yielding, surrendering. All right. The next one is open. Now, also, we sang the song tonight called Open Your Heart. Open. So, when you open your heart, okay, let's see what happens. Okay, let's do Ephesians 1:28. Ephesians 1, 8:18 already? My goodness, I'm hardly even. Okay, Lord, I thank you for the time. Time is not my enemy. Okay. Ephesians 1:18. Okay, can we have Ephesians 1:18? Okay, what it says that the eyes of your understanding, the word understanding is not right, is really translated should be the eyes of your heart, cardia, okay? Being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. So when your heart, that's what I'm saying, you know the 4 points, okay, one of them is open your heart, okay. When you open your heart, what happened? Okay, I look at the word open, okay. Where is it? Okay, I think I just explained to you by memory. Okay, the Greek word is photizo. That means photograph. I don't know whether you still remember this old camera with apertures. Okay, so when you open the aperture, what happened? The light comes in and the picture is made on the film. Okay, so when you open your heart, the eyes of your heart is opened, then what happened? The light of God comes in, the glory comes in, and imprint on your soul, on your spirit, his image, his vision, his picture, his heart, and his revelation. That's why yielding and opening is so important. Now, 2 Corinthians 3, 15 through 18, okay? 2 Corinthians 3, 15 through 18. Let's talk about the veil, okay? You've talked about the veil of a heart. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Okay, let's go on the 16th. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, it shall turn to the Lord. What turned to the Lord? The heart turned to the Lord. The veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit is Lord, there is liberty. You see, before I memorize these whole these 3 or 4 scriptures together, I said, you know, this scripture doesn't fit in there. Because talk about the veil and remove of the veil and then have this scripture in there. Now I understand why. Because when you open your heart to the Spirit, what happened? That's right. Then he is Lord then, isn't it? So wherever the Spirit is Lord, there is freedom. Okay, so can we go on the 18th? Okay. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed, transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by who? By the Spirit of the Lord. Through the Spirit of the Lord. Now, that open face, that face in the original Greek means person presence. It's not just I turn my face toward God. It's that I turn my whole person, my presence toward God. This inner Christ, I turn toward him. And when I turn toward him, you guess what? The veil is being revealed, removed. And I'm able to behold the glory of the Lord, beholding the innermost being, the Christ in us, the hope of glory. You know, the Lord showed me that is union. Christ in you, and I am in Christ. It's already there. The union is there already. What can be closer than that? What can be closer than Christ in us and never leave us? Why does he say he never leave us? Because the inside of us is that we don't know. We don't know how to access. And we have no clue. And we're always looking the external. And we're missing this. Now, I want Roberta to come to give a very short testimony. Can you come up here? Now, as you know, I am very passionate about healing. I'm passionate about the Father's heart. And that's what Pastor C. Shirley is passionate. They said, I'm a little bulldog, always, you know, pull the Lord, you know, whatever, you know, show us more and more and more. How can we have more, faster, quicker freedom for the body of Christ? So once I found out this, the treasure, the key, and I said, Lord, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this. So, Roberta, come on.
This is Roberta.
Hi. Well, she's right. It's scary up here.
So just focus on here. You don't release the Christ. Okay. So that day when you came to me, what shape were you in?
Oh, well. Sorry.
That's okay.
Surely.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
I was not in very good shape that day.
A little closer, yeah.
I was not in very good shape that day. I was having problems. I had been seeing Shirley for about 2 years now. Next month will be 2 years. And I have to say right off the bat, I've been in ministry with you for 2 years, and this is absolutely amazing. This is absolutely fabulous breakthrough. The way that Shirley's doing this is much different than anything that she's been doing in the past. And I was in terrible shape. I was absolutely, but the breakthrough that happened was amazing. I just say that I did exactly what she said, and I sat down and I imagined, like she said, a bucket at the top of my mind, and dropped down into a well of living water, and I imagined scooping that bucket full of water and bringing it back up to the top, and I didn't know what to expect. But as the bucket came about to the center, this warmth just started to spread like this as the bucket came to the top, and I pictured the entire thing in my mind. It wasn't hard to do. It almost like it came to me. It was almost like a joining. As I started to picture it, it just started to form in my mind, and this warmth just started to come across my chest, a very light, soft, tingling feeling, a soft, gentle peace mixed with kind of a joy, and the only thing you could do is kind of yield to it because you want to see what happens next. It was amazing, and I was dealing that day with fear. I was having terrible fear. I have been dealing with that for a while. And
actually, all her life long, every morning she woke up with this fear.
Yeah, okay. Years and years of abuse through my life, and this, I was in fear. So we asked the Lord to come in, the revealing Christ, and the Christ within me to reveal where, you know, what he wanted to show me. And basically, he took me back to a memory that came to my mind. I didn't even have to try and think about it. It immediately came to my mind, something that happened to me when I was 4 years old. And I don't remember how we said,
okay,
we asked him to, forgiving Christ to come in, the cleansing Christ to come in,
okay, this is what happened.
The healing Christ
okay.
to come in.
Because of the person who was a perpetrator. So I asked her, I said, can you receive the forgiveness for allowing fear to control your life? Receiving, not asking, okay? And then I said, no. Allow, release the Lord Jesus to send his forgiveness to that person. So let Christ do the forgiving, not you try. You right. receive forgiveness for yourself, but allow the Christ do the forgiving.
The Christ within you,
yeah,
right.
forgive.
Yeah.
So right away, I didn't have to say, now, da-da-da-da. Well, the Lord just brought her from that house, immediately back to her home with her mom.
Yeah, the second that we released the forgiveness, the second the healing and everything, instantly in my mind, I went from the perpetrator's house, the vision that he had first shown me, instantly I was safe and in my mother's living room standing next to my mother, and the Lord Jesus was standing beside me. It was instant. It was like there was no in-between, and I knew at that point that it was done.
So what happens? She has this joy. She said, wow, I didn't know. Before the forgiveness is outside, I'm forgiving some person. But now the forgiveness inside, and it's huge, is filling me, okay? And I just sense such joy. Now, after she went home for a few days, and I saw her on Sunday, I said, okay, tell me how you feel, because I want to be sure this is still true. And she said, you know what? All my fears are gone. And she said, what else?
But I want to share this for sure. I said, okay. But I was having terrible nightmares about my mother all of a sudden. And I told her this. And so she said, sit in the chair, and I want you to do the same thing that we did when I saw you on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so I did, and I sat in the chair, and we continued to do the same thing again, letting the indwelling Christ come again, and the bucket of water went down and came up. This time was very amazing. This time the Lord showed me two hearts, which was my own, and as I pulled up the bucket of water, the Lord showed me a picture of my heart cracked open like this, and then a little heart inside cracked open, and the bucket of water that was being pulled up that was filled with the living water was being poured over the hearts, and the cleansing Christ was pouring the living water over the hearts, almost like a heart surgeon who's doing surgery, and he's pouring that, the what kind of water is that? The
living water, healing water.
Yeah, the saline water over the surgical area to cleanse the wound, and that's what he was doing, and he was pouring it over my heart. I think the bucket came over four times, and it was just pouring over my heart and cleansing the wounds that were in there, and I just... It was so profound. It was so wonderful. And I know that, to backtrack a little bit, on Wednesday when I saw you, before I left her office and before we were done, the Lord showed me a picture after of me in captivity. He showed me a picture of me behind bars. And I was holding on to the bars. It was a picture of me like I am today. I was not a child. And it looked like I was ready to get out. I was holding onto the bars. I was pressed up against the bars. I was like wanting to get out. But he did not tell me why it was, or what the captivity was, why I was down there, nothing. And you told me that, you know, he would reveal it. He would let me know. So she said, ask the Lord to let you out. You
know? I said, the Christ who opened the prison doors of the oppressed, we welcome you, and we release you to her, okay, to her captivity.
And this, I saw this light come, and I could no longer see myself at all. It was just this bright light, and instantly, I was standing on the top of the outside. I was no longer in this captivity, and I have not smoked or had a cigarette ever since. So that captivity was a smoking addiction that was obviously caused from fear and anxiety, because that was when...
The fears, yeah.
Yeah, I have been struggling to quit smoking. I know I came to you for prayer a couple months ago, just trying to, and I haven't smoked. I knew when I left, I didn't know that that's what the captivity was, but I had a certainty that night that I just absolutely would never smoke again. And I just absolutely just...
Now, you know, gone. The most wonderful thing, the bonus is... So the Lord quickened me, because she had a hard time. She has a hearing problem.
I wear hearing aids. This was the first time I have ever come to... I ran out of the house so fast, unexpectedly, to her appointment. The first time I ever forgot my hearing aids. I can never hear her. I can't hear anybody, but especially her. this was the first, she's just so quiet. And so this was the first appointment in 2 years I've ever come to without my hearing aids. It was, God made it that way.
So I thought, well, you know, the healing Christ, right? So I said, well, also about opening. Okay, I forgot to tell you. We have each of the cell, especially nerve cell, do you know, have millions of little receptors. Receptors are these open doors. It's like the open gates, okay? So when the receptors are open, the whatever this in the surrounding, the emotions, whatever the influence, they will come in. And you open that and receive it. The good stuff, like the love of God you receive, it goes to all the places in your genes, in your DNAs, it begin to affect everything. Because these nervous cells affecting send out the message to your whole body and to your brain, okay? So I thought, well, okay, Lord, we just say, Lord, release your healing to all her cells in the ear, and I told her to open up all the cells, open up all the receptors, okay? Just like that.
She's a picture. She's a picture. Picture what your inner ear looks like. Picture what your ear looks like. Imagine it in your mind, and release the inner Christ, the healing inner Christ within you. And we were smoking. I mean, we were on fire at that point. This was the end, right? I mean, I'm surprised we didn't set the fire alarm off. I mean, this was the end of, you know, it was over.
Guess what? Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I felt, and this I will never forget this. In this ear, I'm only a certain amount of loss of hearing, say this much, right? And then in this ear, it's just like that much. Her hands heated up according to the deafness. That right there was just amazing to me. One hand got really, really, really hot, and the other hand just got, you know, a certain amount of heat. And I said, oh my gosh, your hands are heating up according to the deafness, almost like, you know, so. She said, just concentrate. You know, don't worry about my hands. Just concentrate on what your ear looks like. And so I closed my eyes, and I was concentrating on what exactly my ear looked like. And I remember back to, like, the third grade, the teacher, you know, this is the ear, and this is what it looked like. And the next thing I knew, I could hear. And I've been able to hear ever since. And it's amazing.
So Sunday, when she comes to church, and she said, how come I'm agitated?
Very agitated.
Well, before she could not hear. And so now she could hear. It's so loud. She could hear people out there. She could feel people out here. So today still was. I mean, so this is how simple. This is how
powerful
the indwell Christ, the healing Christ, the forgiving Christ. Thank you so much.
Our Holy Spirit is amazing.
Yeah.
Just good to give the Lord credit.
Yes. You see, I hardly have to do anything.
God is good.
Isn't that something? All right. And so, it's just receiving and releasing. Now, when she came over tonight, she said everything's still working. You know, everything is gone. But the residue somehow of one little thing that's making her dizzy and so forth. And so I said, you know what? No, I won't let you come up here and then give a testimony. You still have something. So I did the same thing again, okay? I did the same thing. Just like that. Just left. Just like that. Oh, by the way, she said, first when I asked for forgiveness, it didn't work. But you said, receive forgiveness. See, receive what God has done already. Okay. That's why you receive and you release the Christ to do the things. Now, I know I am, okay, if you excuse me. So whoever the God said, the great I am, I am, I am, I am. Okay, I am the healer. I am the forgiver. I am the savior. I am the deliverer. I am whoever he is, you release that Christ who's in you to do the work. But you surrender. You open. That's the important thing. The prerequisite is that you surrender so that you get out of the way and let Christ do it. Now, remember Galatians 3, Paul says, not stupid Galatians, but you foolish Galatians, where in the world? I mean, you started by the Spirit. Now you're doing by your flesh. And that's all of us. We're trying to forgive, but we can't. But as soon as you receive the forgiveness for being angry or fearful, when you receive that, you know what? Immediately, quick, instant. You see, that's how quick it is. So I have some more scriptures. You can write them down, okay? John 15:5, Pastor Steve said that, without me, you cannot do anything. You have to abide in me. So we know without him, we cannot do anything. Philippians 2:13, for it is God who works in us both to will and to do. Is he work in us, not us. Okay? So even signs are catching up with us. They're explaining, they're proving what reality it is. Like the molecules of emotion, of love. That's biological reality. It has molecules. And it opens, when the love molecules come, the love of God comes, it goes in our receptors. You got to open up. You open your heart. And the love will come. The molecules of love, of God's love, will come into your through your cells and begin to transform your inside, your spirit, and so your body is here, is the center, the seat of everything. Okay, so just give me 5 minutes, okay, because I want you to experience that she's not the only one. One more sister just came Sunday, we were praying together, and she's all just, you know, we know she's, something's bothering her. So we, after everybody left, said, something wrong, can we pray for you? She says, I'm blocked. Okay, so we say, okay, ask the Lord, what is that blocking you? Because when she go from here to here, is blocked. She said, the Lord says, bitter root judgment. So I said, okay, now receive the forgiveness for bitter root judgment against your mom. Right away, she said, oh, because she said she couldn't stand it because there's so much strong anointing of what? Of peace came to her. She said, my mom is forgiven, and on top of that, my son, I've tried to forgive for 3 years, and even the Lord has released forgiveness to my son. Okay, so I want you to just close your eyes again. And I want you to place your focus from your head like a bucket and just go down to your belly, to the well. And I want you to put your hand there. All right. Now, I want you to surrender and yield to the indwell Christ. And I want you just to open your heart. That means all of you, all your receptors, millions of them. Open your heart gate. Let the King of Glory to come in, the Lord, the healer, the deliverer, the forgiver. And if you are struggling with anger and forgiveness, and ask just the Father, he is, like King Paul, King David says, search me, O God, search my heart, know my heart, search me, O God, and know my heart. ask him to reveal. First thing come to you, whom are you angry or bitter? And just now, just receive that forgiveness from the Lord Jesus inside of you. Just receive it. Receive his forgiveness for being allowed the anger to be there, or fear. If you're struggling with fear, receive it. Don't beg, don't ask. Receive the forgiveness for being allowed the fear to rule your life. Just receive. And then allowing, welcoming the indwelt Christ, the forgiving Christ, to go to that person, to release forgiveness to that person. And if your heart is hurting somewhere, you feel the hurt, just allowing the healing Christ to go to those places of hurt and receive that. And allowing, welcoming the healing Christ to go to those places where you hurt. Now, some of you have physical illness. I want you just to, again, welcoming the healing Christ to go to those places where the issues, the pain, the sickness is. Just receive it. Receive the healing Christ. Receive the healing. And releasing, allow the healing Christ to go to those places to heal. Now, sometimes if your physical illness is because of emotional blockage, then God, you have to ask the Lord to show you where the blockages are. But when the blockage is removed, you know the living water will just gushing forth. And you can do that yourself. That's simple. The 4 points. You drop down to your spirit, in touch with your spirit, in touch with the indwelt Christ. You surrender, yield yourself. And then you open. You open your heart. You open all your receptors, all the little gates of your whole being. And then just simply receive. And allowing the indwelt Christ to do his work. This is for everyone. The little children, they just receive miracles after miracles. Okay. So how many of you, the Lord has done something? Can you raise your hand? All right. Good. Can you just with one word what God has done over there? Over there? Anyone who raised your hand on the left side? Tim? Oh. Here. All right. All right. Okay, who else on this side? Anyone on this side? Yes?
Peace.
Peace. Okay.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. It's instant, it's easy, isn't it? Yeah. The peace is the fruit of the Spirit, is assurance that he did it. Okay, anybody else over in the middle? Love? Yeah. I haven't really teach on the forgiveness, how powerful that is. Someone, when I did ministry, they said, for the first time, they sense that forgiveness is so powerful, it's filling the whole, she said, forgiveness is love. And love is forgiveness. It's one thing. And so it's powerful that forgiveness is the key. Anybody else over there? Yes. Yes, you. Yes. Yeah, so he took away the burden and the anxiety. Thank you. Wow. Yes, Richard. Jolt? Okay. Yeah. It's very deep inside. Yeah. One sister was a lot of swirling around and so restless and agitated. And then after that, she said, wow, she said, I am like a tree. My root go down deep and I feel so secure and stable. Okay, so Jesus Christ, everything. Anybody else? Anybody else have any experience? The reason I want you to share it because, you see, the testimony of Jesus is a word of prophecy. So when you, yes, Sharon. So your neck is being healed. Okay. Yeah, anybody else? And that's it. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry. Juanita, I didn't know you were here. I didn't ask you to. Yes. Uh-huh. It's gone. So she has a toothache. She asked the Lord to release the healing. She says the toothache is gone. So you can tell. It's limitless when we really get hold of the key of the indwelt Christ. You see, it's not just something that happens to you, you have problems, because this is the place we have the intimacy. That intimacy is so amazingly personal, deep inside. And you feel that, now I know you never leave me. You're stuck with me all my life. Yeah. So let's just give the glory to the Lord. And I pray that all of you lay hold of this awesome, the mystery that was hidden ages, generations, but it's being revealed today. The Christ in us, the hope of glory. As we open ourselves and turn to the Lord with all our being, we're being transformed from glory to glory to glory. And the transformation is from within. All right, okay. This time they encounter.